This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth. That opening track was one called Wild Goose Chase, and it's one we recorded in 1976 in Sydney, Australia. I was playing banjo, Colleen Trenworth on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin. I believe it was Rod Coe on bass, and Colin Watson on the lead guitar, and I was right into sort of driving powerful bass at that time, and I was just got carried away listening to the bass, to tell you the honest truth. I just loved the sound on the bass and the way it added a real drive to that song. So that was a Wild Goose Chase. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth, enthusiastic about bluegrass music, and right back to the days of the early music. Ah, I still love it. I'm going to get Bill Monro to play one of his most famous songs for you. This was recorded about 1950. It's hard to get information on some of these songs, believe me, and I've got a lot of books, and I hunt through and I eventually dig out the information. This has got Bill Monro playing mandolin, Jimmy Martin playing a borrowed Gibson guitar, because the one that he usually used, which is Bill Monro's D28, was a way of getting refretted. Red Taylor on fiddle, Joel Price on bass, and Rudy Lyle on the banjo. And this tune has been covered by so many people, it's amazing. Ricky Skaggs did a great version of it, and probably helped Bill Monro have some money through his later years. But we learned it from Earl Taylor's version, but just about every band has done this version of Uncle Penn, the story of his fiddle player, Uncle Penn Vandiver. And let's listen to it.
Oh, the people would come from far away, the dance all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill of the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle on high with ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lind. To me, that's where fiddling begins. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, they knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Well, isn't it great hearing the original version of the song? They wrote the book for bluegrass music. Everything's in there. Bill Monro singing lead and going up and doing the tenor harmony, the great trio there, the gaps, the stops, the fiddle sound, everything's in there. Uncle Penn, and that was by the boys way back in 1950. We're excited in New Zealand because we're about to have a visit from a North Carolina bluegrass band called Sassafras. They're coming and touring through the country, playing in Auckland and Tauranga and Whitianga and Hamilton, that's right here, and New Plymouth and Carterton and Wellington at the Wellington Bluegrass Society. I'll give you some of those dates a little bit later in the program, but let's hear them do a classic from the Country Gentlemen. It's nice to see that they've got the song in their repertoire, and it's one called Matterhorn. Here's Sassafras.
We started out from Bern one sunny August morn. There was just the four of us against the Matterhorn. There was Albert the Australian and John the Irishman, me and Bill from Britain, mad dogs in the sun.
Matterhorn, Matterhorn, men have tried and men have died to climb the Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn. Miles up, we lost John and the Russians fell below. Now Al and Bill are lying beneath the avalanche of snow. Here I am all alone and I know I cannot stop. Just two more yards in front of me before I reach the top.
Matterhorn, Matterhorn, men have tried and men have died. Dying upon the Matterhorn, not a grave for me to lie in, nor a thing to keep me warm. The Queen would surely knight me if I could get back down. But it's closer here to heaven than it is back to the ground.
Matterhorn, Matterhorn. Tried and men have died to climb the Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn.
That sassafras and that, what they might sound like in Hamilton in a couple of weeks' time. I think I might request that song because I've always liked it, always loved the way the gentlemen did it, and I thought they did a pretty good version of it there. Well, we've been blessed lately by having some touring musicians, many of them over for the Auckland Folk Festival, which is this coming weekend. And one of those performers was Dan Walsh, and he's a fine banjo player, Englishman, who, as he says, plays the wrong instrument for the wrong type of music, and he does everything wrong. He learned to play melodic clawhammer banjo, but he's really a folk singer. And you put the two together and you get a unique blend of music. And I went and saw a concert of his last week, and it is really good. He just held the audience's attention. He writes some neat songs and plays amazingly on his Deering banjo. I've got his album, and it's one called Trio because he's playing with some mates. Dan Walsh is playing banjo on the, particularly on the track that I've chosen. Kieran Alger is playing the fiddle and a stomp box, and Nick Zapardi is playing the mandolin, and they're doing a tune that Dan Walsh wrote, and it's called Late Night Drive. So I don't know if any of you have been on a late night drive, but this would have made good accompanying music for it. Dan Walsh and some clawhammer banjo for you. some good musicians in there, and they do a fine job with that tune. Watching Dan play is really interesting. You see his hand going up there with that claw hammer action, and he seems to be producing notes from almost nowhere, and he does a fine job of it. Very engaging personality too. Let's hear from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. This is a album called The Story We Tell, and his musicians on it are Joe Mullins doing banjo and vocals, Mike Terry on mandolin and vocals, Dwayne Sparks on guitar and vocals, Randy Barnes on bass, and Jason Barry on fiddles. And Joe gets to sing the song. It's one called The Fiddle Man's Delight.
Up your bow, I hear toes a tapping, they're raring to go. So grab your little partner, hang on to her real tight. We'll smoke these fiddle tunes to the fiddle man's delight. Melts and flows. Well, get the string so hot, my friend, too hot for you to hold. Play fire on the mountain till away after dark. Then a little bit of Uncle Penn and a lot of old Joe Clark. Build up a lot of steam. They call it fiddle music. Let's show them what that means. For this is Tennessee on a Saturday night. If we don't burn it down to the fiddle man's delight. Sally Goodman or a little Jenny Lynn. They've got soles left on their shoes, so boys, this ain't the end. With pretty girls a-dancing, oh, what a sight. They're swinging to the bluegrass sound and the fiddle man's delight.
Gosh, they play their music nicely, don't they? And he sings so well. I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's Paul Trenwith here playing for you some of the music that I love to listen to. Here's Del Mercury Band. Fine band, dad and two sons and a couple of friends who've been with them for an awful long time. Del Mercury plays vocals and guitar. Met Del in 1971 when we were visiting with Mike Seeger in southern Pennsylvania, and Del lived just down the road, and we did a little bit of picking, and those days he was just really getting into his stride, really, and we're very grateful that we met him when he was just a very ordinary person. and the two boys were little kids playing around on the grass. Ronnie Mercury, vocals and mandolin, fine at both of those activities. Rob Mercury on banjo, another great player. Mike Bubb on vocals and bass, and Jason Carter on vocals and fiddle. And I've picked a song from the Del and the Boys album called Gone But Not Forgotten, and it sounds like this.
Midnight screaming across the squeaking trestle, lonesome whistle. Come on, tin cup drink a bedroll, good old hobo. Where did they all go?
Some pretty driving bluegrass there from Del Mercury Band, Del Mercury and the Boys, and I love the way that so they can go off and play a whole bunch of concerts. They have an alternative band without Del, just so he could stay home in his later years, and the boys go off and play the concert. What a good idea. A bit the same way I work, really. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. This comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this is my take on bluegrass music. I've been based down here for most of my life and started playing bluegrass music in the mid-1960s and have enjoyed it ever since. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. 1965, I went to a newly opened Shearer's Music Shop and ordered a five-string banjo, got a Framus five-string banjo, and looked at it and thought, well, how am I going to play this thing? It's got weird strings on it and a peg that comes halfway out of the halfway along the neck. And we eventually learned with the help of a Pete Seeger book and a very good friend called Alan Rhodes, who listened to the music, and bit by bit we pieced it together. Shearer's Music Works are still providing musical assistance to anyone who needs it in Hamilton. Great big shop now, full of really nice guitars from Martin's down to Quartz. I love the Quartz too. I've got one myself. Lots of mandolins, lots of ukuleles, and lots of accessories, and very helpful people in the shop. So go in and see them sometime and say thank you for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been helping out musicians for a long, long time in Hamilton, and I hope they continue to do so. What else am I going to say? I'm going to say we're going to listen to the Nashville Bluegrass Band now from the album called Unleashed. Alan O'Brien, who's a banjoist and often lead vocal and often harmony, he's doing the lead vocal in the song that I've selected. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Gene Levia on bass, Roland White on mandolin in this particular setting of the band. They sometimes have Mike Compton and Pat Enright on guitar and harmony vocals on this one. It's one interesting titled You Wouldn't Know Love. Let's hear how Nashville Bluegrass Band do it.
Put my suitcase by the door, like every time before. You say, let's try once more. But now I know that love takes two to see it through. But these feelings that I have will never mean as much to you. You know a lot about a moonlit night, candlelight burning bright, and you know how to play the part, listening from the heart. But you turn each word against me like some lover's martial art. You wouldn't know love if it reached right out and held you. You wouldn't know love if it cried and walked the floor. You never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know if it walked right out the door. Pretty words roll off your tongue for me. Your poetry flows easily. But words aren't always what they first appear. Now the illusion's clear. But when I look around, only smoke and mirrors. You wouldn't know love if it reached right out and held you. You wouldn't know love if it cried and walked the floor. You never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it walked right out. If it reached right out and held you, you wouldn't know love. If it cried and walked the floor, you'll never know how hard I've tried to please you. You wouldn't know love if it walked right out the door. If it walked right out.
Oh, Well, wasn't that a nice song? They did a great version of it, and Alan O'Brien just sings so well, very relaxed. They know how to get a relaxed sound, and that's very important. I thought they did a great job, and I really enjoyed it. Hope you did too. We're going to hear a couple of songs from J.D. Crowe's band, The New South. This is 2006. He recorded this, and he had a great band with him. I'll just open that up again to make sure I get it right. J.D. Crowe, of course, was playing banjo and doing some vocal harmonies. Dwight McCall was doing most of the tenor vocals and playing mandolin. Ricky Wasson was playing guitar and doing a lot of the lead vocals. Ron Stewart on fiddle, Harold Nixon on bass. And they always had a neat approach to how they did music. And I've selected two songs, the classic old sort of folk song, really, Roving Gambler, and then one, In My Next Life, which is a beautifully written song that will touch your heart, I guarantee it. Here's J.D. Crowe and the New South.
Whenever I meet a deck of cards, lay my money down.
Lay my money down, lay my money down.
Had been in Frisco many more weeks than three, till I fell in love with a pretty little girl that fell in love with me.
Fell in love with me, fell in love with me.
To her parlor, she cooled me with a fan, whispered low in her mother's ear, love the gambling man.
Love the gambling man, love the gambling man.
Daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so, and leave your dear old mother in with the gambler go.
With the gambler go, with the gambler go.
For the gambling man, no human tongue can tell.
No human tongue can tell, no human tongue can tell.
I left her in Frisco, I wound up in Maine, where I met the gambling man and got in a poker game.
Got in a poker game, got in a poker game.
Money in the pot, dealt the cards around. Saw him deal for the bottle of Dex, so shot the gambler down.
Shot the gambler down, shot the gambler down.
Well, now down in the jailhouse, got a number for my name. The warden said when he locked the door, gambled your last game.
Gambled your last game, gambled your last game.
Sun beat down and bathed the red clay ground, and dust kicked up around these John Deere wheels. No trace of rain in sight, again lose the fight. Have to watch his crops die in the field. Stood there both in tears, his wife of many years, said, John, you know, I hate to lose their farm. He looked into her eyes and looked up at the sky and told her as he held her in his arms,
"But in my next life I wanna be your hero. Something better than I've turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and payroll.
But in my next life I'll make you proud of me." Muscles in his arms, just like his run-down farm, soon withered up and slowly disappeared. One hard-working man, two hard-working hands, were giving up after all these years. His aging eyes grew dim, lady that worshipped him sat crying on the chair beside his bed. Her hands caressed his brow. She said, "It's all right now." And as he slowly slipped away, he said,
"In my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something better than I've turned out to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and payroll.
But in my next life, I'll make you proud of me.
In my next life, I want to be your hero. Something better to be. I've lived this life behind the plow and payroll.
But in my next life, I'll make you proud of me.
In my next life, I'll make you proud of me."
Oh, beautifully written song, isn't it? "In my next life, I'll make you proud of me." Well, there's some great songs in bluegrass music, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to play some of them for you. I think we'll do an instrumental now. Time to hear Jordan Tice, great guitarist, and he's got a band around him, and he's playing a tune. I get attracted by the names of the tunes sometimes, and this is one called "A Cool Dog." Well, my son and his wife in Wellington have just bought a cool dog just this last weekend. 8-month-old King Charles Cavalier Spaniel, and it's such, should be called a cute dog, but it's a cool dog, and it's going to bring them very much pleasure, I'm sure. So the name sort of stood out to me on this album. So it's an instrumental called "A Cool Dog." Here you go, Little Ralph, a song about you.
Thank you.
Well, that was a very rearranged or very arranged piece of music, wasn't it? Brittany Haas was doing the fiddle part that went along with Jordan Tice's guitar part. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and playing you some of the music from my shelves. It's all up there on the shelves. I've just got to dig it out and think, what would they like to hear today? And so sometimes I think I come up with some really interesting pieces, and other times just good regular bluegrass. I'd like to say a big hi from Hamilton to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. I've got to say it carefully, make sure I don't trip over the words, which tends to happen these days. So lots of people listening also on the podcasts, Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of ways you can get Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that many of you are doing that. Thanks very much. Well, we're excited about Sassafras coming in a couple of weeks' time. The concert in Hamilton is also is on Wednesday the 7th of February, and it's going to be at our usual venue for Back Porch Bluegrass. That is the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. It's going to be a very relaxed concert, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. If you like live music, you will enjoy these guys. They're playing great bluegrass, they're doing great harmonies, and they're all-round bunch of good guys who are just touring around New Zealand and making a real adventure of it. They're playing all sorts of places. On Saturday night preceding that, and I can't think of the date, a 3rd of February, that's right, it's my birthday. They're playing in Tauranga. Sunday night they're playing in Whitianga. Monday night they're playing in Auckland at the Bunker. That's a really interesting place to play. And Wednesday night playing in Hamilton. Thursday night playing in New Plymouth. Friday night playing in Carterton. Saturday night in Wellington at the Bluegrass Society, as we did just a couple of months ago. There's an opportunity for you to see them. I think they're going to South Island, and not quite sure where they're playing on the South Island. You can get all this information from the internet. Just dial in Sassafras New Zealand Tour and find out where they are near you and try and get to see them. It's very exciting having a North Carolina Bluegrass Band tour New Zealand. I'll be waiting about 60 years for this, and it's going to be good fun having them here. I've selected a song that Randy, the guitarist, wrote and is singing. It's called The Eyes of Caroline. We might hear this in one of the concerts.
When the eyes of Caroline are upon you, they reflect only the best that you can give. The eyes of Caroline are just as soft as her name, like mountain streams, flowing trees in autumn. Caroline's so far away, so much I want to say, my Caroline. What I see when I dream of Caroline is a pretty girl by picket fence in summer. The eyes of Caroline are the stars in a jewel, silver glow. Now don't you know, lift me when I'm feeling down. Caroline's so far away, so much I want to say, my Caroline. old road paves my way from Abilene to Santa Fe. I can tell you where I wanna be, rolling back through Tennessee to my Caroline. My radio sings a song, sends readers from the south of Spain. Well, I'd better die any time than I'd have as pretty as your name. The eyes of Caroline are the stars in a jewel crown. Silver glow, now don't you know, lift me when I'm feeling down. Caroline's so far away, so much I want to say. My Caroline. My Caroline.
Well, that's a very contemporary sound of Sassafras. They really do a variety of music, and I look forward to hearing that one too. I hope they can do that one. Let's go back to 1961. The country gentlemen from Washington, D.C. Were part of a concert in Carnegie Hall, and that concert was recorded, thank goodness. And I've picked out a gospel song that we could do from that concert. It's one called These Men of God, and it just shows you the country gentleman approach, even at that time, was quite radical compared to a lot of bluegrass music, and the way they rearranged the harmonies and the lead vocals and got the blend. This is a wonderful version of a great gospel song from the country gentleman, recorded live in Carnegie Hall.
Go down yonder, Moses, down in the land of Egypt. Tell that old Pharaoh, set my children free. Moses did obey. He set our children free. Climb upon the mountain, God told Abraham. Take your son and burn him, God told Abraham. Abraham did obey, and God gave him a ram. Obey. His spots were washed away. Take your horn and blow it. Cut old Joshua away. The walls of Jericho fell. God had his way. Joshua then obeyed.
Well, wasn't that a great version of that song? The country gentleman just got a vocal blend from three quite different voices that was just amazing. I meant to tell you that if you want a ticket to the Sassafras concert in Hamilton, please email me, paultrenwith@gmail.com. paultrenwith@gmail.com. Tickets are $20 each. If you want to bring youngsters up to the age of 16, it's just $5. And you can book the ticket. I'll give you a number that you can put the money into if you want to pay by internet, or you can just bring the money on the night. I'm very trusting. We're going to have a great concert, and I just want as many people as possible to see Sassafras play. So email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com and I'll put your name on the list. I'm running the concert list there. Let's hear another one from the Country Gentleman. This is one that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band heard on a tape recording, and we recorded it and called it Along the Way because we'd never seen the name of the tune written down, and it's actually one they recorded in 1958 called The Church Back Home, and I'm going to play that one for you now.
What memories come back to me as I ponder all the years passed away? If I and once more hear the parson say, we've traveled on together through dark and sunny days, and may we always be together, just my Lord and I along the way. I can see the service now ending, and the parson's voice in solemn quiet benediction upon our different way. We travel on together through dark and sunny days, and
oh, wonderful. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed some of my selections. We'll take it out with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing a tune called The Cross-Eyed Fiddler. And for your information, Colleen Trenwith was not cross-eyed. She just enjoyed the music of Kenny Baker and did a wonderful job of his tunes. Tune in again next week. Bye. Thank you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.